Hi there, welcome back to lesson two. This is our final lesson, and I feel like I wanted to leave you with something that you could take with you. Ants or bats? I know that sounds weird. Why is she talking about ants or bats? Well, here's the thing. Ants stands for automatic negative thoughts, and bats stands for badass automatic thoughts. What is it that you believe about yourself? I want you to think about it. And I don't want you to just think, oh, yeah, I believe that I'm, tall, and I believe that I'm good at art, and I believe that I'm good at math. What do you really, truly believe about yourself that's true? Do you believe that you're powerful and you're smart and you're capable and you're resilient and you're fun and you're attractive? Or do you see yourself as being weak and limited and powerless and vulnerable and boring and unkind and ugly? Because for a long time, the story and the narrative that I was telling myself was that I was tired, I was sick, I was lonely, I was abandoned, I was afraid. We all have a story that we believe. And the story is the tapes that we've been playing in our heads since very early childhood. And those stories change based on the experiences that we go through in our lives. We develop these stories as a result of the things in our lives that happen to us and things that were said to us that are done to us. The stories of ours are so powerful that they become the existence and the experience that we're living. But you know what? Our minds are really powerful too. Did you know that you can actually train your brain and rewire your inner narrative? It's absolutely true. I'm not joking. It's an absolute science. And it's really, really important that you do so because research shows us that you will be in exact alignment with the perception that you carry of yourself. Yeah. I was carrying, as a child filled with anxiety, the perception that I could not be alone. I had to be with my mother all the time. If I wasn't with my mother, I felt bad things would happen to me. In fact, I was convinced that they would. When I was with my dad, he left me in the vehicle one time as a small 5-year-old child while he went in to go visit with a friend, intentionally thinking he wouldn't be very long. He was a little bit longer, but as a child, I felt like it was hours. It wasn't. It was probably 10 or 15 minutes. But I remember wailing and screaming because the truck was parked on a slight slant in the driveway, and I was convinced that the vehicle was going to roll back as the vehicle was running and something was going to happen to me. That belief carried out so much going forward. Anytime I was asked to go out with my dad to the store or to go somewhere, I never wanted to go. I believed that if my dad was around, bad things would happen. Then, as I went into puberty, I always told myself I couldn't be alone. And to this day, here I am talking to you as a 50-year-old woman. I don't like being alone. I don't want to be alone. And that's not healthy. That's a thought that I've told myself that bad things will happen if I'm alone. And that's my experience that I'm living now, based off of that thought. A hard reality for us is that we can't outperform our inner thoughts and beliefs unless we're extremely, extremely disciplined. So, for discipline to work, even temporarily, some people will force themselves to do almost anything for a brief period of time. But long-term change actually requires something more because our inner dialogue will always win over the short-term discipline. That's how powerful our stories are. So even if I force myself to be alone for short periods of time or 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, I'm forcing myself to do it, but the whole time I'm believing it. It's okay, I'm just gonna get through this. Oh, it's okay, they're gonna be back soon. It's okay, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay. But the truth is that if I don't believe the thought that matches the action, well, then nothing is happening. You can choose to live with ants, automatic thought, negative thoughts, or bats, badass automatic thoughts. So it's up to you. They're your stories. And as you continue to attract events and people and experience in your lives, they're going to continue to validate those stories. You're going to always be right about whatever story that you have in place in your life at the time. If you want to believe the story and tell the story that you're sick, you will be that. If you want to tell the story that you're abundant, you will be that. Choose to change the negative story and rewrite your narrative. So here's some things I want to leave you with. Are your thoughts right now that you're thinking mostly positive or negative? And be honest. And what does a daily dialogue with yourself look like? I want you to take down an inventory. Write them down. And if there's more negative thoughts than positive ones, I want you to make a list of 5 really cool things about you. And I want you to tape it to your bathroom mirror for a week and change it out every week. And I want you to read them out loud to yourself every morning. And I want you to watch what happens. I believed I was 150 pounds. And I woke up one day and I was. Now, I was very sick, but I was. The universe will give you whatever you believe about yourself. I needed to believe that I was happy and healthy. Weight didn't factor into that equation. I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you have an amazing rest of the year. And I hope you remember that there's so much that's important about ourselves, so much that's important about how we think and how we feel and how we respond and who we put first in this lifetime. And so if you need permission, here it is. Take care and love you as much as you take care and love everyone else. I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.